The latest from podnews.net. Castro, an iOS podcast app, has added support for creating and sharing podcast clips to social media. It joins Overcast in offering this functionality natively within the app. Well, how important is podcast clip sharing? We found a Twitter search which shows 20 different Overcast videos being shared during a period of 2 days earlier this week. In total, 19 different podcasts were shared to a total in just 2 days of 113,000 Twitter followers. So who'll be first to enable this functionality from Android, we wonder? PodTrack have released their top 20 podcasts list for April 2019. The service is US only, opaque, proprietary, and self-selecting. But with that in mind, number 3 is Stuff You Should Know, number 2, This American Life, and number 1 is The Daily. The Ben Shapiro Show, which was number 2 last month, is now at number 5. Backtrax, a podcast analytics company, has successfully concluded a $2.1 million funding round. An updated and current list of more than 300 Asian American podcasts is now available from the group Asian American Podcasters. PodX has started in Nashville, Tennessee, in the US. More than 1,500 people are expected at the event.
Neev Kelta Dira Cricket Kannadiga Podcast. Iga Kannada Medium Nalli.
That is the language of Kannada, and in India, the Economic Times highlights podcasts in that language, spoken by over 43 million people in the southwest of the country. I tried Luminary's podcast premium service for a month. Here's my review, posts a Medium blogger, Bella Kay, who subscribed to the service because of anthems. Spoiler, she doesn't much care for the recommendations, but apart from that, she quite likes it. Vox Media have announced their spring 2019 slate, including season 4 of Why'd You Push That Button. Vox Media Podcast Network now represents over 100 active podcasts. The launch director of BBC Sounds, Charlotte Locke, is stepping down. It was expected that she would have assumed the role of controller sounds, a more senior role recently advertised by the corporation. Jack Resider highlights 14 podcasters who gave up the day job to successfully focus on the platform full-time. One is making over $2 million a year. And the Australian edition of Media Week profiles Christopher Lawson, a podcast pioneer and producer of Moonshot. The article adds that Lawson Media is also planning a subscription service with a daily update on the technology sector. The subscription fee will be $9 monthly. We mentioned 3 new podcasts today, and a very boring page has had a very boring update. It's our submissions and disclosures page, and it's been updated with a category of podcasts that we can't currently cover. It says in our newsletter it's cannabis and marijuana, which we can't cover, because if we mention cannabis and marijuana, then nobody will get our emails anymore, and that would be a shame. But we thought it worthwhile letting you know that that page exists anyway. You'll find a link to it in our episode notes and on our newsletter. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.